USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House of Representatives voted 232 to 197 to impeach President Trump on a single count of incitement of insurrection. Nothing else will take place until Trump has already left office. Nearly a year after the coronavirus was released on the World Health Organization is getting boots on the ground in Wuhan, China. Gordon Chang, senior fellow at the Gatestone Institute, tells Fox News the narrative on their findings will be controlled by Beijing.
This WHO mission should have been a year earlier. You know, this is the third WHO mission. The first two were just single-day affairs. And this, at this point, is for us, you know, just publicizing China's narrative. These guys are not going to be able to do what they need to do, which is to stay there months and months and to talk to everybody unfettered. But this is very heavily negotiated. Beijing has made sure that the terms of admission are such that we will learn nothing.
USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you miss the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Now that the House has formally impeached President Trump for a second time, chances are this will end up going nowhere. USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports.
With the House of Representatives impeaching President Trump for the second time on Wednesday, where do things stand in the Senate? Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie telling ABC's Good Morning America he's not exactly sure how this will go down in the Senate.
Given what I've heard so far, I think it's unlikely, but it's possible. You know, there's certainly a lot of discontent, as was mentioned earlier in your report, in the Republican Party, and a lot of upset over the conduct that's happened over the last 9 weeks, really. We're now talking about since Election Day. And so, you can never, I'm going to put it this way, I wouldn't bet it one way or the other, but if you ask me to make a prediction, I would say it's less likely than likely.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
67 senators will need to sign on for the impeachment to move forward. USA Radio News.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Formal charges are being brought against a former Michigan governor and others for their actions leading up to Flint's water supply poisoning their citizens. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
Former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder will face charges as part of the ongoing investigation into the Flint water crisis. Snyder was charged Wednesday with two counts of willful neglect of duty, the first time that a governor or former governor of the state has been charged with a crime related to their time in office. The misdemeanor charges are punishable with up to 1 year in prison. They stem from a cost-cutting decision made during his administration to change the source of Flint, Michigan's water supply from the Detroit water system to a contaminated Flint River, leading to pipe corrosion and lead contamination. An outbreak of Legionnaire's disease followed that killed 12 people and sickened more than 80 others. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The poisoning of Flint, Michigan water supply was first discovered in 2014. President Trump addressed the American people Wednesday and called out those that stormed the Capitol building on January 6th.
Whether you are on the right or on the left, a Democrat or a Republican, there is never a justification for violence. No excuses, no exceptions. In Washington, D.C., we are bringing in thousands of National Guard members to secure the city and ensure that a transition can occur safely and without incident.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.